You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Miss Debbie Taylor. She has the experience of being the daughter of a pastor, also being married to a pastor, and today she works with her husband David Taylor as they minister to pastors and their wives throughout the country or throughout the state of Arkansas and really all throughout the country. So thank you, Miss Debbie, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, I know a lot of our listeners are thinking, what can I do to support? What can I do to appreciate my pastor's wife? And so you've got a lot of experience in a lot of different ways with that. What can they do to be supportive and to appreciate her?
Well, the first thing I think we need to do is really encourage the pastor's wife. And in order to do that, there's a couple of things I would tell church members to do. Tell her you appreciate her. Tell her you want to be an encouragement to her. Let her know that you're there for her. That's something everybody can do. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender, whatever. Everybody can tell the pastor's wife, I appreciate you. But then you need to show her you appreciate her. And one of the things I notice is a lot of church members sometimes think, well, the pastor's wife didn't speak to me. Well, why don't you speak to her first? She's got a lot of things on her mind, a lot of things going on, and she just might not get around to you. So you could encourage her by speaking to her first, and then others will follow that when they see you do that. One of the main things I try to do for all our pastor's wives in Arkansas, but especially my own pastor's wife, is pray for her. But in praying for her, I also let her know I'm praying for her. I want her to know somebody has her back. And I pray for her spiritually, that she will study God's word, that she will really delve into God's word, and that God's word would be in her. Then I pray for her physically. It's tiring sometimes to be the pastor's wife, especially if you're raising small children and you're trying to attend all the church activities and be a part of the community. It's exhausting sometimes. So I pray for her physically, and then I pray for her mentally and emotionally, that she will just stay strong in whatever life throws her way. But I also send her cards every once in a while to let her know, I've prayed for you today. Oh. And so I think it's very important that we encourage them with our prayer and let them know that we are praying for them. So, I think it's also important to be a friend.
Yes.
She knows she needs to know she has a lady in the church or a young person in the church that wants to be her friend. I have friends in our church that are just young kids. And when I come to church, we talk. We have little conversations together. It's not an age factor that determines who's a friend. Anybody can be a friend to the pastor's wife.
That's great. So you're taking the time to pray for her, and it's specific prayers. You're also making it clear, I'm praying for you.
Yes.
And then you're trying to be a friend to her. Mm-hmm. You're trying to support her, whatever that may be.
Yes. And you need to give her a safe place. And by that, I mean she needs a friend that if she works outside the home and she's got a problem at work, she needs a friend in the church she can talk to about that. But it needs to be somebody who's not going to go and tell it or put it on the church prayer line.
Yes.
Somebody that will hold the confidence. But every once in a while, she needs a friend that she can just pour her heart to. And somebody needs to be that friend and be that safe place for her.
And so you've mentioned this before, being a sounding board, someone she can talk to.
Yes.
And some of our listeners may think, well, I've tried to be that person. Well, you just have to see, you know, it's something that naturally happens if people feel like they can safely talk to another person.
Yes.
And sometimes with what they've got in common with them.
And sometimes you have to prove yourself.
Yes.
You know, once they tell you something and they see that you didn't tell anybody and they realize that you kept the confidence, you've proved yourself that you're trustworthy and they feel like they can talk to you.
That's good. And so we think about praying for them and we think about trying to support them and be their friend. There's a lot of pressure upon the pastor's wife. Sometimes they we have various expectations, don't we?
That's true. And we also have various expectations, not only of her, but of her children.
Mm.
I had a wise person tell me when Dave started into the ministry, they said, do not let your church overexpect for your children. And I wasn't real sure what they meant about that, but it didn't take me long in our first pastor to understand that people thought my kids should be different than theirs, that my kids were held to a higher standard. And I do understand that in a point, but they're still just kids.
Yeah.
And they didn't choose dad's calling. And it takes a molding time, but people would expect more from the pastor's children than they did from their own children. And so she told me, don't let people overexpect. And so that's one of the things that we do sometimes with the pastor's children. But there are some things you can do to encourage your pastor's wife through her children.
Yes.
Ask about their interest. If they play ball, ask them how their game went. If they're an artist, tell them you want to see what they've drawn. Be involved in their lives. Be interested in her children, because if you're interested in her children, that's very encouraging to her. And if you love her children, our children growing up were loved on by so many people. And now they have people all across the United States that love them and ask about them and pray for them. And so love your pastor's children, because that's very encouraging to his wife if she notices her children are being loved.
Because that's what matters to her. And
yes.
And you've really done something for her by helping her children.
Sure.
And similarly, in helping her husband as well.
Exactly. When he preaches a good sermon, tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband did a great job today. Then that maybe gives her a little encouragement along the way that, hey, he's doing good, and we're going to keep on. So she needs that encouragement.
She does. And then to be careful when he didn't do a good sermon, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing. Be careful about criticizing the pastor to his wife. Also, be careful about airing problems in the church to her, expecting her to tell her husband, this is going on in the church. Don't do that. That's not her role. Her role is to support him and to love the people in the church. Her role is not to tell him everything that somebody doesn't like or a little problem in the church. That's not hers to do. So don't go to her with the problems that are happening in the church. Go straight to the pastor. And then don't criticize him. Mm-hmm. That's the man she's married to, and she chose him. And she knows his shortcomings just as much as you do. But don't criticize him to her.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's terrible. She wants to know you love her husband.
Yeah. And you've mentioned in the past about letting her be herself. So,
oh, yes.
Pastors' wives are all different, and a previous pastor's wife could have been a different way, but they need to do that as well, don't they?
Oh, yes. Our second pastorate, one of the ladies, after we'd been there a month or so, asked me, now, tell me again, when's the real pastor's wife coming?
Oh, boy.
Because I had been different from any pastor's wife they'd ever had. And I'm just out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see is what you get. And there's no pretense here. I'm just me.
Yes.
And I can't be anything else. And we stayed there 9 years. And those people loved me and were so good to me and so gracious to me. Taught me a lot of things, but I think I taught them a few things too. And so let her be herself. Don't expect her to be like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And don't find somebody that, I wished our pastor's wife was like that, and then try to make her that. Let her be herself. Some women are really quiet. That's never been my problem. I've always been very, very open and very talkative and very energetic, and that's just my personality. But some women are quiet. Let them be quiet. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're not a part of things. It doesn't mean they're not involved in the church. It doesn't mean they don't love the church. That's just their way of doing things. That's their personality. So let each woman be herself.
So we pray for them. We appreciate her and her children and her husband. We let her be herself. It helps to give her some things from time to time, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I'm a gift giver. That's my love language. It may be just something real small, but I love to give gifts. And I just think it's important for people to know that you notice them and want them to have a small gift. We had a family in our church, the last church Dave pastored, that I'd come in on a Sunday morning and I always sit on the front row. There'd be a gift there. It was usually a bottle of Olive Garden salad dressing because the husband knew I loved Olive Garden, and he'd buy me a bottle of Olive Garden salad dressing every once. So even men can buy a gift for the pastor's wife every once in a while.
And some good ones, too.
Yes.
So he was watching. He knew you all loved the Olive Garden. And,
yes.
And it was a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, and it wasn't expensive. You know, it's cost less than, I think at the time he started giving him, it was less than $3. But that meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
He couldn't have bought me anything better because I love to eat Olive Garden and I just love to eat. So. Yeah.
But you're saying you're kind of watching,
yes,
noticing,
yes,
and trying to sometimes meet a need or just, hey,
exactly.
That tells you he thought about you.
And one thing I noticed with young pastors' wives, especially, that have small children, when she drives up at church, especially if her husband comes ahead of her, and that happens a lot, when she pulls up, it doesn't hurt to go out to help her.
Mm-hmm.
She's already, you know, wrestled with the children, getting them ready. And she's probably got some duties at church, and so she's thinking about those. It would be such an encouragement to her if somebody would meet her at the car and say, here, let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Or when she gets in the door, here, let me take the kids to class. Let me do this. Just offer to help her.
Very good. Watching, looking, and finding.
Yes.
Those.
There's always something to do to encourage and help the pastor's wife.
Well, you've given us some very valuable information, Miss Debbie. We appreciate it greatly.
And thank you.
It comes from a lot of experience. First, we need to remind our audience, you were the daughter of a pastor, so you know what that was like and know that particular perspective. You've been a pastor's wife, and now you're working with pastors. And so thank you for giving us your wisdom today and stopping in at the Better Together podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
And we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. We want to encourage you to let your pastor's wife know that you appreciate her. Send her a note today. Maybe put out something on Facebook how you appreciate her. Let her know every little thing you do. It really does count. It really does make a difference. Take the podcast and share it with someone else as well. And we just thank you for being with us and helping us work together. We truly are better when we work together.